It's been said that most people die at age 25 and wait to be buried at age 65. So the big question is this: how are entrepreneurs like us who believe in God and read the Bible preparing for the financial danger that the bankers and brokers do not want us to know about? How do we resist a life that's less than we are promised and hold on to our dreams so that we can live in fullness every day? That is the question, and this podcast will give you the secret. My name is Nate Scott, and welcome to the Life is Rich podcast. Hello, this is Nate Scott, author of Life is Rich, How to Create Lasting Wealth, and welcome to the Life is Rich podcast. In today's Life is Rich podcast, I'm going to share the learning habit. I believe that everyone is waiting for something. Men and women are waiting for relationships, for children, for healing, for a home, for a job, or for a financial breakthrough. Stories of God's children waiting for these very same things are woven throughout the Bible. If you want to understand your own waiting in a way that preaches a gospel to yourself and to the watching world, then the Life is Rich podcast is for you. My personal mission is to live each day principle-centered based upon biblical teachings and to be a person of value and positive influence. I use the Socratic method of teaching to teach you how to think versus what to think. A lot of very smart people think that success is a mystical force in the universe. That is not correct, because as you now know, success can be learned. Once you've mastered the law of success, there are no more mystical than the natural law that says water boils at 212 degrees Fahrenheit. The real truth is, the ability to succeed is an accomplishment, not a gift. You see, every person has two personalities, the one they're born with and the one they acquire with age. It's the acquired personality with which people succeed. And that personality is constantly changing. A person who had no aptitude at all last year may be the one who just became successful today. No matter what you've done with your personality, one thing is certain: you can be more successful tomorrow than you are today if you make the effort. Imagine a man who seems to have the classic qualities of an unsuccessful person. Suppose, for instance, that this person is physically unattractive, lazy, unfriendly, shabbily dressed, disliked by people, uninformed, dishonest, a turnoff with their personality. Every one of this person's traits is acquired. None of them, not even his appearance, was his at birth. This person, if he wanted to, could learn honesty. He could learn to be industrious. He could learn to be neater in his appearance. If you have any of these traits, it's your own fault, not your parents, not your teachers, and not your friends. You can't even blame it on genes, although some people have tried. People are not industrious because they were born industrious. They're not educated because they were born educated. They're not well-dressed because they were born well-dressed. Being successful is not a gift. It is a hard-won technique. Realizing that can be the starting point of your progress, and you must realize it now. If you don't have the qualities of a successful person, that's all the more reason why you need to begin developing them immediately. That's not as easy as it sounds, I know. But it is possible to change nearly every aspect of your life if you really want to. If your surroundings are incompatible with your desires, or if your habits don't suit you, or if you yourself are not what you would like to be, don't just sit there and gripe about it. Get up and remake yourself. You are in charge. I am what I am. That's what Popeye used to say anyway. And a lot of people apply this phrase to themselves. Such an attitude can prevent progress, kill potentialities, destroy happiness, and prevent success. I am what I am, and there's nothing I can do about it, says one kind of unsuccessful person. I'd like to be the boss, says another, but I'm just not cut out for it. That's like believing the old adage, practice makes perfect. The fallacy here is that practicing something over and over, even if you do it wrong the first few times, will eventually make you proficient. That's wrong. Practicing something the right way, the first time, and every time will make you perfect. In other words, perfect practice makes perfect. You have to rid your mind of all such negative and stereotypical concepts. If you are what you are, it's because you choose to be that way. If you're cut out for something else, it's because you did the cutting. And in either case, you can choose right now to change. You see, many people feel that their capacity for learning has reached its limits, or that their personalities cannot be improved or modified. A lot of people accept their bad habits and station in life as part of their destiny, over which they have no control. Most would deny outwardly that they believe that, but their inaction to change anything proves otherwise. A renowned Harvard psychologist claims the greatest discovery of this generation is that people have learned that can change their circumstances by changing their mental attitudes. From our experience, though, people want to change their circumstances without changing themselves, and it just doesn't work that way. There are lots of examples of people who have had what might be called a second birth. They completely changed their own lives by making the effort to do so. They reversed their direction, ultimately acquired a whole new set of attitudes. They traded in failure habits for habits of success. Every one of you listening to this podcast possesses an enormous capacity to bring upon yourself transfusion of power that will make your life over, even if you've convinced yourself that you cannot be a success. Sometimes it takes an external shock, like getting fired from your job, to jumpstart the change. That's okay. If that's what it takes, that's okay. We hope it doesn't. This podcast should do it, if you will put it into practice what it says. Birth is just the first step. Keep in mind that when you are born over again, in whatever aspect of your life you choose, you're starting at square one. The new beginning, the better direction, the increase in speed are only the first steps. After you've taken that step, you still face a transformation while the changes are being permanently implanted into your collective conscience. Don't expect to solve all your problems with one simple change. Just as a baby begins first to learn to focus his eyes, then to touch, then to crawl, then walk, then talk, so must you if you change your life for the better. You have to build your new life bit by bit and not all at once. These higher goals and ambitions will, however, give you greater physical, mental, and emotional stamina than you've ever experienced before. Some people have even likened the psychological effect of success to that of taking steroids for bodybuilding. Whatever you experience, it will be a tremendous enhancement over your old way of thinking. We all need to change in one degree or another, even after becoming successful. But some people need it more. They need it desperately. Some of you in your hearts know that you will never be able to use these concepts contained in this podcast without making major changes in your personalities. For those in that category, this episode must be the first step. You can't enter a program that requires self-control until you have the quality of self-control. But know this, success can be learned. And this, you can take it a step at a time. It may be a difficult or impossible to attain all the traits necessary for success in one big shot. You can be born again a little bit at a time. Your determination can be born today. Punctuality can be born today. Enthusiasm can be born next month. After that, you can bring into being any character quality you desire with the regularity that only you can establish for you. Nobody needs to make you do it. Nobody will care if you don't. It's all up to you. So how do you do it? How do you bring these concepts into effect? Easy. Just make a list of all the things that you'd like to know and all the abilities that you'd like to have and all the objectives you'd like to reach. It's kind of like your own personal recipe for success. Then, as the New Testament says, put off the old man, which is corrupt, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind. In other words, take each item on your list, remove its opposite from your character or habit, and replace it with the quality or practice you want to have. The ability to bring about your own rebirth is one of the most important of all the success skills. It is the process by which you will remake yourself exactly in the image you would like to have. You've all had heard the joke, I'd like the someone to support me in the style to which I would like to become accustomed. The second birth process allows you to do just that. It allows you to become the style of person to which you would like to become accustomed. And it may well be the whole key to your being able to incorporate the laws of success into your life. And so I'm going to leave you with this, a poem that I share in Life is Rich, How to Create Lasting Wealth. It's daily habits done daily build character. I'm your constant companion. I'm your greatest helper or heaviest burden. I will push you onward or drag you down to failure. I'm completely at your command. Half of the things you do, you might as well turn over to me, and I will do them quickly and correctly. I'm easily managed. You must be firm with me. Show me exactly how you want something done, and after a few lessons, I will do it automatically. I am the servant of great people and a laws of all fairs as well. Those who are great, I have made great. Those who are failures, I have made failures. I'm not a machine, though. I work the precision of a machine plus the intelligence of a person. You may run me for profit or run me for ruin. It makes no difference to me. Take me, train me, be firm with me, and I will place the world at your feet. Be easy with me, and I will destroy you. Who am I? I am habit. Thank you for listening to the Life is Rich podcast. I'm your host, Nate Scott. Remember, if I tell you, you'll forget. If I teach you, you'll remember. But if I involve you, you'll learn. One way to get involved is to rate, subscribe, and leave feedback on iTunes by answering the question, what did you like best about what you heard? One of the problems faced by Christian entrepreneurs striving for success is having an alliance with like-minded people working together for a common, definite objective. Would you like to join a community of Life is Rich soldiers? If so, please rate and subscribe to the Life is Rich podcast on iTunes and text GROWTH to 904-204-0846 for the link and this month's free book. Again, please rate and subscribe to the Life is Rich podcast and text GROWTH to 904-204-0846. Again, my name is Nate Scott. Take care and be blessed.